由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
If you have just joined us,
如果你今日是第一次听我们的天路导向的话，
This is the third message in a series of messages on knowing Christ.
请你特别注意呢，我们今日分享的系列信息是来自我们一个叫做认识基督的系列信息，今日是第三讲。
God told his people in God's holy book,
我们知道呢，上帝在他的圣经里头吩咐以色列人这样讲，
To love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul and mind.
他们要尽心、尽性、尽意去爱主他们的上帝，
And to love their neighbor as themselves.
并且要爱他们的邻舍好像爱自己一样。
Ancient theologians named this command the Shema.
古代的神学家呢，将这条的诫命啊，《申命记》六章八节的诫命，是称作示马。
In Jesus' day, the Shema was recited twice a day.
在耶稣的年代呢，犹太人通常一日要背两次的示马的。
But there was an underlying problem.
但是在里面呢，却隐藏着一个问题。
The people's lives did not reflect their love for God.
原来那些人的生活一点都反映不到爱上帝的样。
Twice a day they would recite these words, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul and mind.
可能他们一日背两次，你要尽心尽性尽意爱主你的上帝。
And yet, when the Lord of glory showed up,
但是当这位荣耀的主真正这样去到他们中间的时候，
They rejected him and crucified him.
他们却拒绝了他，更加将他钉死了在十字架上面。
What they were saying with their lips,
他们口里面成日提着的东西，
They were denying with their lives.
就是在他们生活里头被否定了。
What they were declaring publicly,
他们公开宣告的事，
they were denying in practice,
却在行为里头被否决了。
My listening friend, you may say, this would not happen today.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，可能你会说，这些事今天一定不会发生。
If Jesus would come today, we would worship him.
如果耶稣今天来到我身边，我一定敬拜他的。
Oh, really?
是吗？
Think about what many people do.
你看看你身边的人的表现啊。
We claim to know God.
我们口头上面说认识上帝。
But we deny that very claim by our lives.
但是我们日常生活所行所做的事，却跟我们嘴里面所讲的事互相矛盾。
We are doing exactly what God's people were doing in the time of Jesus.
我们同耶稣同时代的犹太人完全一样。
They were reciting the Shema without living it.
他们一方面是日日在背诵示马，却是永远都不做。
Just as it was easy for the Pharisees to recite the Shema twice a day,
正如法利赛人一日要背诵两次的摩西律法。
I love the Lord with all my soul, mind, and heart.
他说我要尽心，我要尽性，我要尽意爱耶和华我的上帝。
But living it was a whole different matter.
但是行出来却是另一套。
And we do the same thing.
我想告诉大家，其实我们今天也都是一样的。
Turn with me if you have a Bible to Matthew 22:32-39.
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻开新约的马太福音，新约的马太福音第22章第32-39节。
I am the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob.
上帝说，我是亚伯拉罕的上帝，以撒的上帝，雅各的上帝。
He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
今日他 并不是死人的上帝，而是我们活生生在这里的人的上帝。
And when the crowd heard this, they were astonished at his teaching.
当众人听到耶稣这样讲的时候，众人就对耶稣讲的事很稀奇。
Hearing that, Jesus had silenced the Sadducees and Pharisees got together.
法利赛人就听见耶稣塞住了撒都该人的口，他们就聚集在一起了。
One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question.
其中有一个人呢，是律法的专家来的，他想试探耶稣，跟着就去问他。
Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?
啊，老师啊，律法里头哪条诫命是最重要的？
Jesus replied,
耶稣就咁答佢啦。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
你要用尽你嘅心，用尽你嘅灵，并且用尽你嘅智慧去爱主你嘅上帝。
This is the first and the greatest commandment.
呢条就系诫命里头第一，而且系最大嘅。
And the second is like unto it.
而第二条诫命是差不多的。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是要爱你的邻舍，好像爱你自己一样。
The Pharisees were trying to trick Jesus.
原来那时呢，法利赛人他想做的事就是去为难耶稣。
And the reason why Jesus was so hard on the Pharisees.
而之所以咧，点解耶稣对法利赛人咁恶呢
？It was because they were manipulators，
就系因为法利赛人经常都玩弄权术。
They were forever trying to manipulate Jesus，
佢哋系想去陷害耶稣啊。
And so here they were trying to trick Jesus，
原来佢哋系想去为耶稣出一啲难题。
But they recognized that Jesus was too much for them and for their tricks.
但是他们之后发现耶稣比他们想的很多条计谋都醒很多。
And when they couldn't trick Jesus, they sent a lawyer to do the tricking.
而当他们没办法去试探耶稣的时候，他就开始派出一个律法的专家来为难耶稣了。
Look at Matthew 22:34-35.
如果你翻开咗圣经咧，请你特别留意马太福音第22:34-35.
But when they heard that he, Jesus, had put the Sadducees to silence, they gathered themselves together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him.
喺呢度话呢？法利赛人听到耶稣已经令到啲撒都该人系冇嘢讲啊，咁佢哋就聚集啦。里面其中一个人呢系一个律师嚟噶，咁佢就要去试探耶稣。
The lawyer came to trick Jesus, asking him, "What is the greatest commandment of all?"
呢个律师就嚟到试探耶稣，话边一条诫命系最大噶
？What were the Pharisees trying to do?
呢啲法利赛人。究竟有啲乜嘢目的呢
？Their purpose was to find something by which they could accuse Jesus of heresy.
原来佢哋嘅目的就系要揾到一啲把柄嚟控告耶稣。
And with this, they would discredit him.
而有把柄控告耶稣嘅时候，佢就可以破坏耶稣嘅名声。
Their purpose was to expose Jesus as an impostor.
他们的目的就是要诬告耶稣是一个骗子。
And to turn the people against him.
从而让到大众一起去反对耶稣。
But without hesitation, Jesus took them back to the very words that they were reciting twice a day.
但是你想想，耶稣是不需要用任何的力量，不需要用很多的智慧，就藉着他们每日要背诵两次的摩西律法去击败了他们。他怎么说？
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind.
你要用尽你的心，用尽你的智慧，用尽你的心灵去爱主你的上帝。
The Lord of Glory answered the Pharisees by telling them to do what they already know.
原来这个荣耀的主宰用回他们本来就很熟悉的经句在他们身上。
As if to say, I am here to exhort you to practice in life what you already claim to believe.
你知不知道他似讲的什么？他就似来到说，我来不就是要督促你们将你们所信的东西在生活里头行出来咯。
But how do we love Christ with our minds?
那我们现在就开始分析一下，究竟什么是尽意，即是用尽我们的智慧去爱主呢？
Well, first, what is the mind?
那我们就要理解什么是我们的意了。
The mind is the seat of intellect.
所谓意呢，就是理智的意思。
The mind is the seat of determination.
意就是决心的意思。
The mind is the seat of willful vigor.
意就是你意志的意思。
The mind is the seat of commitment.
意就是你人生的委身。
And because above everything else, love is a commitment, love therefore must start in the mind.
而因为爱本身呢，就是一种最大最大的委身，所以你要去爱的时候，就要先从一颗愿意的心在头脑那里开始。
In marriage, for example,
打个比方，在婚姻里面啊，
The core of love is commitment between husband and wife.
爱的核心就是夫妻之间的互相委身。
Marriage is not primarily about physical beauty.
婚姻主要并不在于那个外表的吸引。
Because that can change.
因为很老实说，每一个人都会变老，年老就色衰的了。
Marriage is not primarily about emotions and romance.
婚姻亦都唔系在于感情嘅浪漫或者唔浪漫。
Because they can go up and down.
因为人嘅感情呢，人嘅情绪呢，系会经常起伏噶。
It is not even about feelings.
婚姻甚至唔能够靠你嘅感觉噶。
Because feelings are mercurial.
因为你嘅感觉是随时会改变的。
It is not about physical strength.
婚姻亦都唔系建立喺身体嘅健康上面。
Because that can deteriorate.
因为人总会老嘅时候体弱就多病啦。
It is not about possessions.
婚姻又唔系同你嘅财富有关嘅。
Because that can be lost.
因为钱会嚟，但系钱都会走噶。
But love's beginning and sustaining power is commitment.
真的爱是从头到尾都要依靠委身来维系去发展的。
And commitment begins in the mind.
而委身就是来自我们的意志。
If you truly want to know and love Jesus Christ,
所以如果你真的要认识并且去爱这位的主耶稣基督的话，
You have to begin with a determination.
你必须在一开始就下定决心。
A determination that you will love him above all.
你要坚决去爱主胜过爱一切啊。
If you want to love Jesus, you have to begin with a mental decision.
如果你要爱耶稣的话，你就必须从理智上面下定决心。
If you want to love Jesus, you have to begin by placing him in the highest priority level in your life.
如果你要爱耶稣的话，你就要将主放在你生命里面的第一位。
You must give him the priority of your time.
在时间上面让主居首位。
The priority of your thinking.
在思想上面被主排在第一位。
The priority of your decision making.
在做决定的时候让主排在第一位。
The priority of all your dreams and hopes.
在你所有的梦想、所有的希望里面，都让主排第一位。
And unless you make that conscious decision, your love for Christ will go to the bottom of your priority list.
如果你不是从你的理智上面做这个决定的话，爱主耶稣就会成为你生命里头最不重要的事了。
Why?
为什么我会这么讲呢？
Because what grabs our attention is what we can see.
因为我们很容易被眼睛所能够见到的事物去吸引。
What takes our time is what we feel.
我们经常被自己的感觉去牵引。
What occupies our passion is what we experience.
我们经常被自己的经历所左右。
And if you fall in the trap of giving in to what pressures you,
如果我们受这些力量而影响，去屈服了，跌入个陷阱里面，
we will always crowd God out.
上帝就会从我们心里头被排挤出去。
A good way to think about your life's priority is like a wheel.
生活的先后次序好像一个辘咁嘅。
Jesus is the axle around which the spokes of your priorities are hooked into.
耶稣就是我们生活里头一切事务的轴心。
If you see Jesus as the hub around which all your priorities emanate from and go back to,
假如你将耶稣当成你一切选择的轴心，
If Jesus is the very center of all life's priority,
假如耶稣是你生活一切的核心，
then loving God with your mind will mean the following.
这样尽意爱主就有意思了。
You will make the decision of the will to give him the first fruit of your day.
你会立志将你每日最好的嘢献俾佢。
Not the rotten fruit.
而唔系俾啲残缺腐烂嘅嘢佢。
Loving God with your mind means that you will give him the first fruit of your money and possessions, not the leftovers.
尽意去爱你的主，就意味着你将你自己所赚到的财物首先奉献给上帝，而不是你剩下来的钱才奉献给他。
Loving God with your mind will mean that you will consult him before you make a decision.
尽意去爱主，就意味着你在做任何的决定之前，会先去寻求上主的心意。
Loving God with your mind means that you will say no to the temptation to do evil.
尽意去爱主的话，就是意味着你要对撒旦的引诱讲不好。
You will say no to the things that keep you away from worship.
凡是阻拦你敬拜上帝的事，你都要拒绝。
Not only that, but you will say no to the things that do not honor the Lord.
而且另外所有不荣耀上帝的事你都要拒绝。
Loving Jesus with all your mind means that you will say yes to obeying his commands.
尽意去爱主的时候，就是意味着你就是要去甘心地顺服上帝的命令。
You will say yes to things that will bring glory to his name.
凡是荣耀上帝的事你都要讲好。
You will say yes to grieving over sin.
你为到你的罪而痛悔的时候，你要讲好。
Jesus said,
耶稣这样讲过，
If you love me, you will obey me.
人如果爱我，或者说你如果爱我，你就会听从我。
Obeying God requires determination of your mind.
顺从上帝需要在意志上面，我们做出一个抉择。
And mind determination is the first step.
理智上面的决心是第一步。
And that is why the Lord Jesus said to love him with all your mind, heart and soul.
因此，主耶稣跟我们讲话，我们要用我们的智慧，用我们的心，用我们的灵去爱他。
But you must first determine to love him with your mind.
但是首先你一定要从意志上面去做出爱主的抉择。
Many times we allow past failures to keep us from growing in our love for Christ.
很多时候我们容许过去的失败阻挡了我们爱主的道路。
I read about a man who went to see a doctor about his memory.
曾经有一位的先生呢，他因为自己记性不好啊，就去看医生。
He said to the doctor,
他就跟医生说了，
I am losing my memory.
我好似记忆力喺度衰退紧啊。
A week later, the man received the diagnosis.
一个星期之后，这个先生呢就听到医生嘅诊断啦。
We cannot help your memory without impairing your eyesight, the doctor said.
医生就话，如果你想我帮你恢复记忆力呢，好有可能就会伤害到你嘅视力噃。
Would you rather be able to see or remember?
你想记到嘢啊，定系想睇到嘢啊？
The man immediately said,
呢个男人呢，就即刻去答啦。
I would rather have my eyesight than my memory.
哇，我宁愿要我嘅视力啦，唔记得嘢唔紧要啊。
I would rather see where I'm going than remember where I've been.
我宁愿睇到我第时去到边度，而唔想记得我去过边啊。
And it's the same way in loving Jesus.
所以同样的爱耶稣亦都是一样咁样。
To know and love Jesus with your mind, you must not be controlled by where you have been.
你要尽心去竭力去认识主爱主，就是尽你的意，就是用尽你的智慧去爱你的主的时候，你就唔可以让你嘅过去嚟支配你，去操控你。
Put all of your past under the blood of Jesus and move forward.
将你所有嘅过去摆喺耶稣嘅宝血里面，跟住你就要继续前行。
To love Jesus with all your mind.
你如果想要去尽你嘅意，用尽你嘅智慧去爱主耶稣基督。
You must not dwell on past failures.
你一定要从你过去的失败走出来。
You have to let the past be the past.
你要让昨日留给历史啦。
Begin today with a new determination of the mind.
希望你今日就重新开始做一个全新的决定。
Determine that you will love Jesus above all else.
决心去爱耶稣胜过爱一切的东西。
And you will be pleasantly surprised by the power and the direction that the Lord will give you.
咁样你就会因为上帝赐俾你嘅能力同埋你嘅引导，就会感受到嗰种嘅惊喜。
Because determination of the mind is honoring to Him, and God will honor your obedience.
因为你坚定嘅决心就表示紧你系尊崇上帝，而上帝亦都尊重你。
And then write and tell us about your determination.
希望你喺接受咗呢个改变之后，快啲写信嚟俾我哋，让到我哋知道你嘅改变，去分享你今日有冇愿意去用尽你嘅智慧去爱主耶稣基督呢？你有冇愿意将你嘅过去留俾过去？你有冇愿意去爱主更深呢？
心向主倾。
众朋友，你愿唔愿意去爱主更深呢？希望今日我哋对大家嘅提醒，就系我哋要识得爱我哋嘅上帝，用尽我哋嘅智慧去爱我哋嘅上帝。呢个系最深、最深、最深，就系犹太人嘅示码。但是事码是要行出来的。如果我们去爱我们的上帝是没有行动，只有口讲呢，这个是没有意义的。希望我们记住这个好好的信息，记住由麦克牧师带来的天路导向在里面的信息。愿上帝赐福给大家，我们下次天路导向的时间再会。